Coming up next, I'll share five benefits that every company should be trying to offer, and then overlooked workers that companies are finding success with. And then, you know what we're going to do. We're going to coach you up, so don't you move. All right, folks, well, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you win at work and in life by giving you the competitive edge to make more money and more impact. Five benefits every employee should have, but few do. Now, we've been talking about dumb benefits in previous shows, but today I want to outline five benefits that'll drive tremendous value for people. Because a lot of companies offer just your basic benefits, and, there's nothing unique about them. But how about just some really, really good benefits as a differentiator? You know, the basics are paid time off, sick days, vacation days, health insurance. And those are all nice. In fact, let's be honest with you. I mean, people expect those. They aren't even special. In fact, if you don't have those benefits, then you're looked at as an outlier, a disaster of a company. So let's go a little deeper. I've been doing some research with the team, and I want to outline five benefits that I think will be a fantastic, fantastic offering for people. And it's going to lean into driving the value of people. So here we go. Number one, how about mental and physical health reimbursements? Now, what am I talking about? Obviously, if somebody goes through some type of very serious health scare or health issue, and they're going to rack the bills up pretty quickly. And to the extent that you can assist going above and beyond the traditional insurance, if it goes above and beyond the insurance coverage, where you can reimburse them maybe for a portion or all of those added costs. Or maybe it's not a serious health issue, but maybe it's a lingering health issue. So not something that needs to be taken care of right away, but maybe it's something that's been causing problem for a long amount of time, and that employee does not have the margin in their salary and in their benefits to be able to take care of it, and it's a nagging pain. Maybe it's something like that. You know, the idea of saying, hey, you know what? The company is in a position to help you here, and we're going to do that. Obviously, mental health. If mental health is not covered in your insurance benefits, the idea of this is just simple. Cover some counseling sessions for somebody. Okay, if they're not able to do it, or maybe they're reluctant to do it, and you saying, hey, we're going to pay for some marriage counseling. We're going to pay for counseling maybe for your kid who's going through some deep, dark depression stuff. I mean, remember, this stuff is affecting them. When their personal life is on fire, I've got news for you. They're bringing that with them to the office. And so to the extent that you can, and again, I'm not saying that everybody has to offer this. I'm saying when you can, you should. Number two, how about free access to the company's services or products, or maybe steep discounts? I know that Ramsey Solutions does that here with all of our products. We get a very generous discount for ourselves or to use on behalf of family members. This is a wonderful, wonderful benefit. Number three, how about as a benefit, professional growth opportunities in the form of training and development, sending them to conferences where they can learn new techniques or principles that they can apply in their personal life or in their professional life. You know, again, maybe sending some of your people, your key leaders away to marriage conferences with their spouse. Why would you do that? Because if they're winning in their marriage, they're going to be winning more at work. They're going to thank you for this. So the derivative of all these benefits is that they are now feeling a tremendous amount of appreciation from you, and they're getting better, and they can attribute that growth to you and your investment in them. So ongoing training, maybe it's books, maybe it's sending them to a conference or two, whatever it is, maybe paying for some certification or training. Well, what happens if we do this and they leave? Well, they could leave you anyway. They could go get that training on their own. I've said this many times. This is a perfect place to park for a moment and say that if you aren't developing your people and leaning into their development and growth, they're going to leave you. Not because of something you did to them, leaders, but what you didn't do for them. So this idea of what if I train them and I pour in them and they leave me, that's a very scarce mindset versus abundant mindset. Abundant says, you know, I'm going to pour into people. Some will leave me, some will not. Some will stay longer than others. It's still the right thing to do. And remember, this isn't just a benefit for them. You want to get great engagement and great productivity leaders out of your people? Do this. Even if they're with you for a short time, they're still going to be more productive as a result of how you treat them and how you pour into them. Number four, identity theft insurance. This is something fun that Ramsey does for us. This is great. I get her email every month telling me, hey, everything's clear. It's good. It's something that I honestly forget about until I get that email once a month. And once a month, I'm reminded that I am safer because of Ramsey Solutions. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's like a little security blanket, and I love it. Number five, how about financial wellness programs? According to a Financial Health Network survey, 60% of the people surveyed say they would be more likely to stay in a job if their employer offered them financial wellness benefits. Now, we have this at Ramsey Solutions, Smart Dollar, where companies use this as a wellness benefit, a financial wellness benefit, and they teach people how to budget. We teach them, Dave Ramsey and our Ramsey personalities, they teach people how to budget and how to save, how to invest. And companies are the ones that get the credit. What happens, leaders, if you help your people keep more of their paycheck? I can tell you, they get a raise, whether you give them a raise or not. Helping them keep more of their paycheck ought to be a primary strategy as it relates to a benefit for your people. It just ought to be. I mean, people have never been taught how to handle money. And if for the first time in their life, they get a handle and understanding how to handle their money, and they see that you help them do that, whoo, we're talking about major appreciation coming back at you. Loyalty. And that leads to really, this is the reason for this solution. The benefits that I just mentioned are just five that I think if every company tried to do on some level, there would be a massive benefit in this way. Your people are going to feel more valued through benefits like these, through motives and actions like these. They're going to feel more valued. And when a valued employee walks into the office, guess what happens? They are more valuable to you, the leader, and to the company because they feel valued. They walk tall. They feel appreciated. They feel a belonging. They also feel a sense of duty and loyalty to give back to you, the leader, to you, the company, who has benefited them so well. This is the game changer. They feel valued as an entire person. They feel seen and loved and cared for. And as a result, watch their appreciation, productivity, and impact jump. Leaders, we've made leadership too complex. It's about treating people well. If you take care of the people you have, they'll help you get the people you need. You won't need lavish recruitment programs. They're going to be your ambassadors. Why don't you try it? Care for the people you have and watch what happens. Don't move. In the news coming up. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we give you the competitive edge to make more money and make greater impact in your work life. 844-747-2577 is the phone number if you want to jump in. Before we get to our In the News segment, I've got a couple emails that came in recently, and I've got to share them. The first one from Gabriella. She says, I've got great news to pass along to the team at the Ken Coleman Show with the advice from Ken. I went on ZipRecruiter last month. I received a call from a recruiter within days. I had two interviews with a well-known company, and I got the job. Huh? How about that? ZipRecruiter actually works. Yeah. Listen, she goes on, I never thought I'd land this gig. It is what I enjoy doing in an industry that aligns with my interest, the cherry on top. My starting salary is 45% more than my current salary, and I will receive a generous benefits package. Oh, I love it. Gabriella, thanks for sharing. All right, another email. This is from Jordan. I just wanted to say that when I first came across you, I thought you were bluffing about the proximity principle. All right. I was a little offended when I first read the email. Then it gets better. Then I moved across country to a place where I didn't know anyone and gave it a try, and they simply offered me the job. I didn't even have to interview. Are you kidding me? I love it, Jordan. It works. It works. So there you go. Ask at KenColeman.com is the email address if you want to share your victories. We'd love to celebrate you, and it gives me a chance to do this and use my new sound effects that are here on the desk. So, boy, oh, boy, am I happy. Boy, also, big hello to all of our YouTube crazies that are watching live. My affectionate name for those folks who tune in almost every day. Good to be back with you. All right, it's time. Let's break down some really good stories in the news. I'm so excited about sharing this story. I had Alex tie me to the chair. Walgreens, Amazon, and Wawa, which happens to be Ken Coleman Sr.'s favorite gas station. Yeah, Joe's looking all confused in there. Wawa is like a QT from our Atlanta area. You know, it's a convenience gas station. And my dad, Ken Sr., loves the Wawa. He's always carrying on about it. And so anyway, great companies there. And so they are enjoying success with the most overlooked unemployed workers in our country. Now, when I saw this, of course, you know, I just saw the headline, Alex, and I was like, well, I got to dig. And boy, did I like what I found. Listen to this. More than half of young adults with autism are unemployed. First of all, let's just stop right there. That's a problem. That is a problem in the greatest nation in the world, that just because autism has its quirks and kinks and things and challenges, that we just put these people out to pasture as if they don't have anything to offer. Man, that bothers me. They aren't disabled. They're differently abled. And dadgummit, this is a problem, and bravo to Walgreens, Amazon, and Wawa, and any other company that's doing this, because it really bothers me that because it takes a little bit of effort to accommodate these wonderful individuals, that companies are overlooking them. Unemployment for neurodivergent adults is as high as 30 to 40%, three times the rate of people with a disability. Up to 85% of people on the autism spectrum are unemployed. This is according to a recent Deloitte report. Neurodiversity is an umbrella term that covers a wide range of conditions, including autism, ADHD, dyspraxia, and dyslexia. For the record, I have a dyslexic child. He's fine. The Bible says he is wonderfully made. Alex, the producer, has a son with autism. Your son's freaking beautiful. He's got a unique contribution that he can and will make. Now, this is unbelievable, Alex. I didn't know this. One in 45 adults on the autism spectrum, are on the autism spectrum. So somewhere in that range. And I love this line. That's a lot of untapped labor market potential. Come on. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And here are the companies that are doing it. Obviously, we have a lot of employers that are looking for resources. They can't find people. And the struggle, the stumbling block that I got all fired up about moments ago, is that when you hire these neurodiverse individuals, you've got to accommodate them. So what, leaders? You got to figure out how to pivot. Since its start in 2007, Walgreens Transition Work Group Program has helped 1,000 individuals at the company's distribution centers. The 13-week training program includes both classroom and on-the-job training that teaches how to pull and pack orders from the distribution center to the stores. The company also has a similar program for its retail stores. The retail employees with disabilities trains employees with disabilities to stock shelves, unload trucks, greet customers, or work as a cashier. Have you ever had any beautiful soul with Down syndrome greet you? Man, you might as well have stepped into heaven. Sweetest, kindest, most beautiful souls on the planet. They'd be great greeters. How about Wawa? They operate a chain of convenience stores and gas stations in about six states. And they break up their tasks for the neurodiverse employees, a job coach employed by a coaching organization outside of Wawa. So Wawa is putting their money where their mouth is. They're hiring a coaching organization and they create a job coach training program for these neurodiverse employees and they train them, walk with them hand in hand to help determine the right scope of task for these individuals, which can vary. Jay Coletta is the treasurer for Wawa and president of the Wawa Foundation, said his daughter Hannah, who has Down syndrome, started working for the company 2 years ago. She worked with a job coach, and over time, Hannah became more independent, and she didn't need the job coach anymore. The accommodations that are typically needed are not enormous. This is from Dan Roth, a technical recruiter at Amazon. If somebody is working at 50% of their capacity, but if you make, listen, two or three light accommodations, and that brings them up to 85 to 95%. Look at what the ROI is that you're getting. And here's what's great about these neurodiverse employees that are untapped. You have low attrition. They're not going to leave you. This is their spot. And obviously, retention is going to be higher with them. This is beautiful. I sincerely applaud those companies, Amazon, Walgreens, Wawa. You know, all the stuff, Amazon gets beat up for being evil. Well, I got also, and I don't think they are, but the point is, these are very large companies. Walgreens and Amazon, big companies. This is brilliant. So I challenge a small business leader. You looking for somebody to be able to handle some basic tasks? This is an untapped people group. And listen to me, no one else will give them a chance. Not only are they helping you, the impact you'll have on them and their families to make them independent and felt loved. My goodness, that's great. It's just, here's the challenge. I understand that they may be a little awkward for you. We've had calls on this show for years, parents calling me, Ken, my son, my daughter has Asperger's, which creates a lot of social awkwardness. I get it. If leaders would give these neurodiverse employees with autism or Asperger's or Down syndrome a chance to do work that they can do and you coach them up, they'll be the best freaking employees you ever had. You know what? Who cares that they're a little socially awkward? Have you seen some of these pop stars that our kids love? These people are nuts and freaks. On purpose, they're trying to be different and weird. What about these people that are beautifully different and yet just like us all? Their innocence, the bright light they put out could do so much for our culture. What are we doing, folks? Let's do something about this, shall we? This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. The chat room is going nuts. We have identified the mystery viewer in the lobby. It's none other than the chief crazy himself, Gary Spratt. I mean, Gary, you're the man. I can't wait to meet you in person. This guy, man. I come up with horrible bossery. He sends me a coin. I talk about the YouTube crazies. He creates a shirt. Everybody needs a Gary in their life, and that's my Gary. He's the man. So fun. Really exciting stuff out there. Hey, I read an email earlier in the program from one of our listeners and about getting a job by using ZipRecruiter. And I need an I told you so button, right? I told you it works. And so the job search for many of you is a daunting, frustrating process. Feels lonely. You don't hear anything. You submit resume after resume after resume, and this is what you hear. Crickets. You don't hear anything but crickets, and it's frustrating. I get it. And that's why I endorse ZipRecruiter. Their artificial intelligence does all the work for you. One click to apply to stuff they send you. And by the way, when you apply to a ZipRecruiter job, you stand out because these companies are paying ZipRecruiter for access to you. This is why it's such a great service. Sign up for free, ZipRecruiter.com. That is ZipRecruiter.com. All right, Joseph is up next in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. Joseph, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Joseph. What's up?
Yeah, thank you so much. I do appreciate this opportunity. I was wanting to ask, I am 26 years old. I have had a lot of curveballs. I have worked two different career fields, and due to being sick this last time, I am on a hunt for my third different career. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of intimidating going from one thing, getting passionate about it and excited about it, to another thing, same thing, and then now I'm on my third career that I'm looking for, and I just wanted to talk to you about that.
Yeah. So let's go back a second. Is there a theme or is there a pattern based on the last two career paths that you went after?
Life changes, I can say. So the first one, I was a physical education teacher, and I was teaching physical education, coaching sports. And then I met that special someone, and she wanted to move across the United States. So I pursued her, loved it, put a ring on it. And then I went to...
Okay, hold on. So after you put a ring on it, why did you leave physical education, teaching and coaching?
Because I went back to it out here, and it just wasn't...
you moved to where you all were going to start your life, and it wasn't the same.
Exactly.
What was different?
From California to Wisconsin.
What was different?
The pay was different. I was no longer single, so I had a family to take care of.
Well, wait a second. Did you have kids immediately?
When we got married, yeah.
Okay. So what was the difference in pay? California's going to pay higher because taxes are higher than anything else. So what was the difference?
So I had roommates, and rent was $250. It went up to like $1,000, and so $11 an hour doesn't pay those type of bills.
Yeah, no, I get it. Okay, so you went from what to what? What were you making in California?
I went from 15 to coming out here doing it was 11.
Okay, but your expenses went down in the sense of living expenses, even though you had, you know. So I mean, you can live in Wisconsin as a teacher. You just chosen not to. I get that.
Yes.
All right. What was the second career path that you've now decided to give up on?
I was a lab technician.
And why are you quitting that? Why'd you get out of that?
My body no longer allows me to be in that type of stress environment. I had a crash the beginning of last year, and I was like bedridden for 2 months. And
oh my goodness!
I found
so
out later on it was just really. It was like. We have no answer solution of actually what happened.
Okay, so is it that you can't stand a long time? I mean, what's the physical? What can you no longer do physically? Because this has a big impact on what we're looking at in the future.
Exactly. That's why I called you.
Yeah. How are you limited physically?
I just can't be on my feet for extremes along the time and give my, running and just. Not necessarily running, but, you know, just being in intense mode.
But you can sit at a desk for how many hours?
Right, exactly.
No. It was a question. How many hours can you sit at a desk?
I think I could sit at a desk for a while. You know, it's not mental exhausting in terms of
that. So there's no physical limitations then as it relates to working in a traditional office. And so let me ask you this. If I paid you $15 an hour or more to be in, you know, a teacher, which I know you can't be on your feet, but so forget the physical limitation for a moment. If you didn't have the physical challenges and you were making the money you made in California, would you have stayed in physical education and coaching?
I don't know.
Sure you do.
I just real honest. I don't know. I tried.
Did you enjoy it?
Did you,
I know you tried it, but I'm saying, did you enjoy the teaching, instructing, coaching?
Yeah, I did.
How much did you enjoy it on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being suck, 10 being amazing.
8.
Okay. So there's some patterns here. We got to pay attention to that. What did you love most about coaching, instructing, teaching?
Inspiring kids, being able to be there for them and just being a mentor to them.
If you could be a mentor to kids and inspire kids, and we paid you $20 an hour today, would you take it or would you keep looking at other options?
I'd keep looking at other options.
Okay. So do you have any idea what you want to do? You've been listening to my show enough to call me. I want you to tell me what you've been wondering about. What is it?
Being a developer, a web developer.
Great. What's holding you back from going after that?
I'm just nervous that I get into it and it just, same song, second verse, where it just kind of doesn't work.
Now, wait a second. That's good. But the reason that you got out of physical education was the money.
Mm-hmm.
You said that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's not work-related. That's money-related.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoyed some of that. It was different in Wisconsin, but that's not the same thing. All right. Mm-hmm. And then the lab tech stuff, that was a physical challenge. So one is financial, the other is physical. None of this has anything to do with purpose at all, which is what I teach. None of it. So this fear that, well, I'm going to get into development, developing, and I'm not going to like it, that's unnecessary too. Because if you just actually get around people that are developers, this is the proximity principle. It's right over my shoulder there. Look at what I'm doing. I can't point the right. There it is. What? There it is. There it is right there on the screen. Look at that right there. Fantastic. All right. The proximity principle says in order to do what I want to do, I got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. You can also use the proximity principle to confirm that it's the thing you want to do. So how many developers can you get around in the next 2 weeks? On the phone, Zoom?
My brother-in-law is getting into it, and that's what got me excited about it.
Okay. So go learn everything you can about what a day looks like. What's the training like? What's the worst part of being a developer? What's the best part of being a developer? It's like doing a research paper. You can do this, can you not, Joseph?
Yeah, absolutely.
Abso-freaking-lutely you can. So what we do is it's called clarify and verify. Clarify everything there is to know about being a developer. And then here's the deal. You ought to call Bethel Tech. I endorse Bethel Tech because it's a less than $15,000 commitment over 9 months. I'm getting reports all the time. We got students that are going through the program that are doubling their salary, on a path to make over 6 figures, and they can train you to be a developer. Call Bethel Tech and talk to them. BethelTech.net. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Clarify.
I'm actually enrolled with them already.
Oh, well then what are you worried about, man? Stop being afraid and go find out right now everything that you don't know about being a developer. And once you find out everything you don't know, you got all the information you need for your brain to process and for your heart to say yes or no. That's simple. There it is, folks. Hey, you matter. You have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Mental health challenges and hurting relationships happen to everyone, but they don't have to define you. I'm Dr. John Deloney, and I help people navigate through the messy things in their lives on the Dr. John Deloney Show. I'll walk alongside you as you face parenting, marriage, and other relationship challenges, and I'll walk alongside you as you try to connect with people, as you face depression, overcome anxiety, and learn how to change your life. Listen, I want you to be well. Listen to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.